The world at that time was obviously in complete turmoil, and the leaders were grasping at straws, is what they were doing. Stalin was having a problem trying to figure out ways to defend himself, because he didn't trust Hitler, as nobody really should have or did. And he was trying to find ways to strengthen his hand, and one of the things that he felt would be important is if he had a buffer between Germany and Russia, a buffer of land, so to speak. Well, he knew that these Germans who had migrated to Russia in the previous 125 or 50 years were living all over the country, and he felt that if he took the land away from them, that could be his buffer, and it could also give him some time to build up his military. Hitler, on the other hand, felt that he needed more people. He needed people to run the factories and take care of the farms in these lands that he was taking over, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and so forth. And these people in Russia were the perfect people because they were farmers in the first place, and they were proven industrious people. They could grow crops, and they could grow food, and that's what the government in Germany needed to continue to take care of its military machine. So Hitler and Stalin then signed this non-aggression pact, and I'm sure they had their fingers crossed behind their backs when they were signing the paper, saying that they would not attack each other and so forth. And in exchange for this agreement, Hitler would get these people who were Germans back, and Stalin would get the land. Stalin told the German people, when you leave, we'll sign a paper saying that we owe you so much money. If you've got 38 cows, we'll pay you for 38 cows. Just give me a little time to get the money together. Well, does that sound familiar or what? You know, dealing with the government and its promises.